I need help from the parents this morning. 877-591-9696. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. And what is your meltdown miracle? Quickly, we have gone from like cute baby stage to like toddler meltdown stage.
Oh no.
And I'm like curious how you handle these meltdowns, especially if you're in public. But it's, you know, babies quickly turn into toddlers, which are essentially just little drunk
adults. Angry drunk adults. And you know what? Like, I remember my sister used to have the worst temper tantrums. She would throw herself on the ground if my parents said, like, no, you can't have this candy bar. She would start yelling, kicking, and screaming on the floor. And then, as soon as my parents tried to touch her, like grab her and, like, move her somewhere, mm-hmm. she would say, they're not my parents.
By the way, Carla's sister's 20 years older than her. This is just a wild adult.
They're not my parents.
No, I'm just playing. They're not my parents is a horrible thing to say.
I know.
That means she knew. That's diabolical, actually.
I know. And so it's like, how do parents discipline their children or get them to stop?
Yeah, discipline is very hard. And they are such, like, Sour Patch Kids. Like yesterday, for example, I'm hanging out with Dahlia. My wife is working in the other room. She works remotely from home. And she's doing this thing where she wants to run on the couch. And I don't want her to run on the couch because you can fall.
And then get hurt.
And right. There's a coffee table. And she thinks it's this game where I'm like trying to stop her from running. She thinks that it's like a game of tag or something.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be a parent, Carla. And I'm trying to be serious. I'm trying to be taken seriously. And she looks at me with this huge grin and stands back up. And she goes, funny. And then starts running across the couch. And I'm trying to hold a serious face. And I have to literally look away to not. And I'm like trying not to laugh at this child who she doesn't take me seriously at all.
But I feel like that part isn't so bad. She's having fun. You guys are having fun. It's the meltdown.
Then we move towards, she realizes it's about 6 o'clock. Somehow she's got this like internal clock. She realizes it's about 6 o'clock and she wants to go see her mom. And it's, we have like a little baby gate that keeps her from running down the hallway because, like I said, my wife works from home. We don't want her screaming by that door.
Right.
And she goes to that gate and tries to get under it, tries to get over it, and then loses it. I'm talking on the floor, kicking, screaming, toddler tantrum. And I'm like, hey, trying to distract. Hello. Hey, you know what? Mama's going to be out. Give her one more hour, which what does that mean to a toddler?
She's like, I don't know time.
Yeah.
Time is not real.
That doesn't mean anything to me. And I'm like trying to find music on my phone and doing all these things. And it's just not working. And, you know, there's a lot of things that'll do. Eventually, they move on and kind of forget.
Until the next tantrum.
But there's a lot of these things I was sharing with you that she grabbed the dog bowl and was running around with it. And she likes to throw that and throw dog food everywhere. And I took the dog bowl from her and she got so upset. And with me, it's different. She reacts differently with me when I get upset than with her mom. If there's even a hint of tone that I'm upset, it's not just like anger or sadness. It's like this heartbreak that she it is like she is shattered from the inside out. And so I'm like, okay, I'm trying to be taken seriously here as a parent. What is a miracle that I could have that would help in these meltdown situations?
And the thing is, I wish I could help you, Moog.
I know.
But I have no clue how to help you get this child to stop tantruming. I've heard that it's a terrible twos. And
yeah, we're not even to two yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. If there's a parent listening who you have some sort of tried and true technique when your toddler is having a tantrum, is there something that you do that can distract them, that can get them out of that tantrum? Or is it that you just go, okay, we're just going to wait it out?
We're both going to sit here and cry together.
Which, by the way, when we're at home, I mean, I can wait it out. I'm a very patient person. Like, I don't, like, I'm like, fine, do your thing. If you're on the floor, you're safe.
That's true.
You're already on the floor. But it's the when you're at a restaurant and stuff, which I haven't dealt with that so much. She's a little bit shyer in public, and so she doesn't, like, just freak out necessarily. But I wonder if that's still to come.
Yeah, no, and it is.
So 877-591-9696. What is your meltdown miracle? We'd love to hear from the parents on this one. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings and Dochi now. It's B96. Gabby in Montgomery. So what is your meltdown miracle? How do you handle it when a toddler is just losing it?
Hey, guys, this is no fail. I burst into a dance break. Dance break.
Wait a minute. So they're on the floor tantruming, kicking, screaming, and you're like, I'm ready to dance.
You're getting low.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they're already getting their energy out, you know. Okay, let me give you an example. So, and this just happened yesterday.
Okay.
So I cut my son's toast into squares instead of triangles.
Oh.
Who knew? Anyway, it's the same toast.
Why is that such an offense? How old is your son that he is identifying these shapes and getting angry about them?
He's like 2.5, but he's an architect. Okay. I can tell he's going to be an architect or something. Anyway, so he started crying, and right away I flipped on a song, and I said, dance break. And I just randomly started dancing, and he joined me.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So it's the art of distraction, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, nope, dance. Great distraction.
No, you know what? That works as an adult, too, because sometimes when I'm, like, crying, I do
the same thing with Carla. Yeah, I just start dancing over it.
I put on sad music to make myself sadder, but then suddenly, like, Get Low by Lil Jon will play, and you can't keep crying to that.
Right.
Like, it's silly.
That's true. That's true.
Right, and even if they do keep crying, at least you're dancing. You know? So, yeah, like, at least I'm dancing. I'm not wanting to break into tears at 6:30 in the morning over this toast situation.
That's break funny. Down? No. Break dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good little tip right there. I'm not much of a dancer, but you know what? I carry no shame in front of this toddler, so I'll do it.
Quick distraction.
If it stops a tantrum, I'm in. Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. Curious your meltdown miracle. I was sharing that I have a toddler who is entering like peak toddler Sour Patch Kid phase right now, where they can be so sweet and then so sour and then back to so sweet. And like, how do we get back to that sweet part?
Their emotions are just too big for their little bodies. And so if you guys have any tips that you can give Moog, because I wish I could help you, but I struggle regulating my own emotions.
Yeah, we have a book. Maybe you should read this. It's called Tiny Human, Big Emotions.
That's me.
That's you. And that's most toddlers.
That's most of us.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. Curious, though, from the parents' perspective, what is that thing that you do, aside from, like, putting Bluey on or some sort of kids' TV show, that is a meltdown miracle?
My parents used to just stare at me like they were about to do something crazy, and that usually worked.
Yeah. And by the way, the fact that the phones are dry is a little bit telling.